It's a quote from Martin Luther King. It's, there comes a time when one must take the position that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because conscience tells him it is right. Now I'll go into the civil courage, what civil courage actually is. It's steadfast resistance to evil at great personal risk rather than military valor. I can do it, fight for what's right. I can do it, not fear their might. Daring to stand up for yourself and others as a person, as a citizen, as a member of society, as a human being for humankind. So civil courage involves risking something. It can be life. It can be freedom. It could be your position or your livelihood. It could be alienation from a community which you identify, which you feel part of, love. It could be your family. You and I as citizens have the obligation to shape the debates of our time, not only with the votes we cast, but with the voices we lift in defense of our most ancient values and enduring ideas. You and I as citizens have the power to set this country's course.
Well, we do indeed, and it happens every single day. What I find interesting when people participate once every couple of years in a presidential election, they think that that's their contribution to running the country. Well, actually, you have to live your life diligently in service to your community and your nation as a full-time job rather than a weekend retreat. People don't take their participation very seriously, do they, Todd? And that's why they never even care about or hear about the people like you who actually live a decent, honest, caring, and creative existence that actually benefits people's lives. And they never hear about it because they don't even care about their own life, let alone their country, let alone their freedoms that they're so willingly giving up.
You're correct on that, sir. A lot are afraid to stand up because they would lose their livelihood or their family, or they'd be alienated from a community because they're known to use cannabis. Once you're labeled with cannabis, you're labeled permanently. You're a felon. You can't vote. You can't hold a position in any statehood as a representative or anything like that. Plus, it's hard for you to find jobs. So they demoralize you and try putting you down. And then that way you can never be part of the system to change the system.
It's a terrible negative snowball effect, isn't it? It doesn't get bigger and bigger. It gets smaller and smaller until they don't care about really anything at all.
That is
correct.
Isn't
that sad? How do you feel about that?
I feel bad because it's like the country is just totally falling apart. It's more of a police state anymore than the freedom and liberty that you're supposed to have in this country.
Well, Todd, according
to
Todd, according to Homeland Security, we've gone through your emails and you've told people that before, and we want you to know that you need to stop saying that. Thank you. Go ahead.
I will keep raising my voice.
What's funny is what you were saying before about how people just, you know, the country's falling apart and people aren't even protecting the liberties they're supposed to have. Similar words were said at the meeting I was at yesterday. You know, this is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. The whole world is caught up in this process. I had a guy in the Netherlands the other day tell me a bunch of cops jumped him, and then they jumped him for absolutely no reason. They held him down. He called them Nazis, and then they took him back to the police station, and they charged him, you guessed it, with calling them Nazis. There wasn't any probable cause. There wasn't nothing, and they jumped out of an unmarked car. This is global.
That is crazy, and that's what. A lot of the thing is the whole world is a police state. I mean, when they say that the Jews were labeled and everything like that, they couldn't have jobs, they couldn't do such things. It's the same thing that they do to people in this country. They label them as felons, and then they're held back from being able to do things, have jobs, or being able to live a life without being labeled.